Karna comes to know of Guru Parashuram and wants to join him as his disciple. But Parashuram hates Kshatriyas and he takes a vow to teach only Brahmins. Karna, without revealing his identity as a person of low caste, joins Guru Parashuram as a student.
Come here, my boy.
Yes, Guru.
Throw the pole.
Yes, Guru.
Try again with more concentration. Come here and practice archery. Aim at the eye of the bird. Okay, my boy. Now take this maze and fight with me. Okay, take the sword now.
Yes, Guru.
Karna, today we stop the class with this. I am tired and wish to take some rest.
Okay, Guru, you can sleep under the tree.
My boy, can I rest on your lap?
Sure, Guru. Ah, this pain is unbearable, but I will not disturb my Guru.
What happened to you?
Guru, when you were asleep, a bee bit my leg.
Why didn't you wake me up? How were you able to bear the pain? Only a Kshatriya can bear such pain. Tell me the truth. Who are you? Tell me.
I am the son of Adhirata, a charioteer. I am a Sutaputra. Forgive me, Guru.
I don't need any of your explanations. For deceiving me, you will forget your skills when you need it the most.
Having been cursed by Guru Parashuram, Karna leaves the cottage with a huge disappointment. On the way, he sees an animal behind a bush, mistakes it for a wild animal and kills it. Later, he understands it is just a cow. And a Brahmin approaches angrily towards Karna.
Sinner, you have killed my innocent cow. My life depended on the cow only.
I am sorry. I mistook it for a wild animal.
know, you two will be killed the same way when you're helpless.